From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkan Songs.
Dream Girl, take five.
Dream Girl, Dream Girl, I love the song. Dream Girl, love the song. Oh, it's you, you dear that I adore.
The story of Jesse Belvin is shrouded in some uncertainty, from his alleged hometown of Texarkana to his 1960 car crash death in southwest Arkansas. More certain is Belvin's status as a prime mover behind 1950s West Coast doo-wop. That music influenced everyone from the Beach Boys to Frank Zappa to pioneers in reggae music and beyond. But Belvin was said to be cavalier about songwriting credit and would sell his songs for immediate cash to others, who would then reap the long-term publishing. This makes tracking Belvin's influence and career still more difficult. Whatever events may have conspired to make him obscure, it's ironic for Jesse Belvin to be so forgotten today. He was once thought to be the next big crossover crooner in the mold of Nat King Cole. Late 1950s RCA Records promo materials even called him the Black Elvis.
Lord knows I felt like a king. Other girls didn't mean a doggone thing.
Jesse Lorenzo Belvin was born in 1933 in Texarkana. Or maybe it was San Antonio, Texas in 1932. His first mark in popular music was in 1950 as a part of the vocal quartet Three Dots and a Dash, backing R&B saxophonist Big J. McNeely on a single. But Belvin soon came into his own. Like so many vocalists in doo-wop and rhythm and blues, Jesse Belvin got his start singing in church. And like another contemporary, Sam Cooke, Belvin was the whole package. A handsome singer, writer, and arranger, so talented and prolific, he lifted other artists with his creativity. Some of Belvin's best-known songs are by others, like Earth Angel by the Penguins. His first hit, Dream Girl, heard earlier, was listed as by Jesse and Marvin. Even his biggest solo hits, like Goodnight My Love and Guess Who, heard here as interpreted by Dean Martin, have been adopted by many others. Belvin sang with many a vocal group on small West Coast record labels like Cash and Hollywood, often under a pseudonym since he was under contract. In fact, Belvin recorded so prolifically for so many different groups, his full impact on doo-wop and beyond can likely never be calculated. You can hear Belvin singing with the Sheiks, the Californians, the Shields, the Clicks, and countless others. Sometimes the songs went nowhere, sometimes, like You Cheated by the Shields, they went top 10. The bulk of Jesse Belvin's work done under his own name was for two larger independent labels in Los Angeles, California, Specialty and Modern. In 1956, Jesse Belvin again hit pay dirt when the ballad Goodnight My Love became an R&B hit. The song was adopted as closing theme music of programs by both Alan Freed and Dick Clark. By the late 1950s, Belvin's talent was recognized enough that he signed with major label RCA Victor. Elvis Presley had recently signed there also, and the company's PR team began a campaign branding Belvin as the Black Elvis. Belvin's sound had matured through the 1950s. Already conversant in doo-wop and R&B, Belvin began trending towards standards, ballads, and pop during this time, and the move paid off. Soon, Belvin had his first top 40 hit, 1959's Guess Who. With a major label solo deal, his first solo top 10 hit, and a big tour set for 1960, the new decade must have seemed full of promise for Jesse Belvin. But instead, Belvin's life ended on a highway in Hempstead County near Hope on February 6th, 1960. Decades later, his music is as big as ever, even as Jesse Belvin's influence continues to reveal itself. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkan Songs.